of your confidence going into this postseason, the run that you've
had? Well, I think we've been playing really well. Make a big run end of the season and get to the playoffs. So I feel really good. Team feel really good. But now it's a new season starting, and it's what happened behind us. And now we focus for our next game.
Is something like this different in your mind to Olympics or your Calder Cup Finals experience? Or?
No, just it's gonna be another game. You know, it's gonna be a new experience for me, for sure. But the game's still the same. I mean, it would be a mistake, I think, if we change something. You know, it's gonna be a lot of intense. It's gonna be a physical game, but we know we can play this game. So,
what did you take from getting a chance to get the rest on the weekend? Was that important for you to kind of reach the rest on the weekend? Was that important just to recharge?
Well, yeah, I think we had a really tough schedule the last few weeks, and I think everybody needs a few days off and to research and heal the injury and I get ready for Thursday.
What kind of a team is that?
One of the best team in NHL, I think, with really skilled players. They can make some plays. They have experience with the playoffs. They're big. They're strong. They have a good goalie. Pretty much it.
You guys peaking at the right time? You always want to go in on a good note. Are you guys peaking the last couple of weeks, playing the way you want to play once the playoffs start?
Yeah, I think the last few weeks we played the playoff hockey. The way we battle, I think it was unbelievable, and we beat some really good teams. And we have to keep going. I mean, it's a new season. What happened, and now the real hockey starting.
Does it prepare in the preparation change at all
now
that you are?
No, just the same game. Same. It's going to be another hockey game. We prepare to play Anaheim. More times than once, so. But we know how they play. We know what the hockey they play, and it's a really tough team to play against. So, you know, we are trying to get ready for.
You excited for the challenge to play Anaheim?
Yeah, absolutely. I think in playoffs it really doesn't matter who you play against. You know, it's always challenge, especially in the playoffs. I mean, for a lot of us, it's going to be a new experience, and we're really excited, really excited. And, you know, everybody's saying around the league that the playoffs is the most excited time, and so, you know, we're looking forward to it.
As a goaltender specifically, what's the challenge of this Ducks team?
Help the team to get through the first round. But right now we focus for game one. That's in our head, and that's what we try to get ready for. But for me, you know, I know who I play against. I know who the dangerous players are, and you know, just prepare for another game. That's pretty much it.
You've been part of this core group that has fought for so many years to get where you are now. What do you take away from all those years where things didn't go so well to get to where you've got now?
I think every year was really disappointing that we were done in April 10, and we never made it to the playoffs. So. It was a huge challenge to going through this year, and I think it was about the time to make it, and we did, and it's a really good feeling. You know, for me, it was really tough to watch playoff hockey on TV. So, I mean, a few guys been here for 4 years, didn't make it. You know, that's why you play hockey, you know, the time right now. So we're really excited.
Andre, you... having a few fans down in Anaheim joining you guys, what kind of jump will that give you?
Well, I'm pretty sure the building's gonna be packed, and it's gonna be crazy. And you know, we have a really good fans right here, so we get used to that. And I'm pretty sure a lot of Jet fans gonna be in their building. So you know, but we even see that all year long, so it's not gonna be something new for us.
How does it help you throughout the season, seeing fans, friendly people in enemy territory?
Yeah, well, especially if you go Florida or California, I think the people try to get away from this weather. So you see a lot of Jets fans in California or Florida. So, you know, it's pretty, or Phoenix, it's pretty nice. They follow the team and they cheer for us. And you know, it's good to see.
Andre, you've never been comfortable talking about yourself and your own personal play, but you were named the second star of the week in the NHL for the last week of the regular season. You haven't allowed a goal in three games. Where is your game right now? Do you feel you're the most at a very comfortable place right now, even career-wise?
Career, I think I had a really good season. You guys always looking for numbers, and so now you look at the numbers and you tell me what season I have. I feel really good. I feel confident right now. But it's again what happened. What happened last week happened last week. I mean, now it's starting in today in the practice. It's a whole new season starting. You know, and we try to get ready for game one. I trying to get ready for game one, and you know, I feel good. I feel really good all season long. So, just it's about to keep going.
Do you feel yourself and the team is peaking at the right time with the way you guys finished the regular season?
Yeah, I think we push ourselves. The way we play last few weeks, I think it was really good. The battle level was unbelievable, and I think it's going to help us to get to the playoffs, and help us. We know we can play this way, so it's going to be playoff hockey. It's going to look like exactly the game we play in Minnesota or St. Louis. So. You know, it's good to know we can play this way.